You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're going to have Jerry Palm of CBS Sports to come on and talk some college football coming up this weekend. Just spent the last two segments going over the games in the NFL, but don't forget, there are some top 25 matchups all across college football in every single Power 5 conference. Big Ten, Penn State and Michigan, the ACC, Syracuse, North Carolina State. Big one in Knoxville is Tennessee takes on Alabama. Both teams unbeaten, ranked in the top 10. Big 12, Oklahoma State, ranked 8th, is going up against TCU in Fort Worth. The Horned Frogs have emerged as a high-scoring team in the Big 12. And, of course, the Pac-12, night game out in Salt Lake City. It is ranked 20th-ranked Utah, taking on number 7 USC. So we've got top 25 matchups across the board. There's even one in Lexington, number 22 Kentucky, taking on number 16 Mississippi State. So, again, some good battles that are going on in college football. And the Tennessee-Alabama one, of course, has had my interest now for some time. A lot of it is the proximity of where I live to Tennessee and feeling it a little bit more and understanding the progress of where the Vols have been going over the last couple of years. But again, rivalries are weird because this is not a rivalry for Alabama like Auburn is, right? And for Tennessee, this is a rivalry because they've played, you know, for many, many years, going back to like 1901. But for Tennessee, ever since Phil Fulmer left, you've had all of these coaches that have come in and have just sort of gone through the motions against Alabama. They have not won a game in the series since 2006, but now they've got a team that might be able to do that. Jerry Palm joins us, CBS Sports, on Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. How are you, Jerry?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, Alabama-Tennessee, as I was just touching on, it has been one-sided since the day Nick Saban got to Tuscaloosa. He's never lost to Tennessee. But the Vols, a feeling for this Vols team, there's been different versions of this that have been like, maybe this is the year. How big is this game in terms of what this team can do?
Well, obviously, it's the litmus test for Tennessee because, like you said, they haven't won this game since 2006. So it's, this is how they're going to have to measure themselves. And until they win this game, it will always be how they measure themselves. So, you know, they've got a great offense. This year, they're explosive. They're a challenge for anybody who plays them. Their offense, their defense is improved from last year, which is why we could even discuss this game as a possibility for Tennessee to win. But then you also have, is Bryce Young going to play for
right.
Alabama? And that's really important. It looks like he'll play, but if he does not play and they have to go with Jalen Milroe again, who's very talented, but, you know, inexperienced, and in a situation now to have to go into Knoxville and play a really hungry Tennessee team, well, I don't like their chances with Jalen Milroe of coming away with a win. Bryce Young, I would pick Alabama, but I think it's a more competitive game than sometimes we have seen in this series.
Yeah, in Alabama, I know the quarterback is going to be the key there, but defensively, what is this Crimson Tide team? We know they've got good defense. Is this yet another stellar defensive team that Nick Saban has?
They certainly have the pieces to be that. I don't know that they've always been that, but they're so aggressive, especially in the front seven, getting after the quarterback. I mean, you saw last week, Texas A&M's quarterback could get the snap and could barely move.
Yeah.
They have an array of blitzes and ways to pressure the quarterback and really make you uncomfortable. And then they've got, you know, guys who can cover on the back end. So it is a terrific defense. It's going to be a challenge for Tennessee's offense to keep that unit on balance. And I think for Tennessee, they're going to have to find ways to run the ball so that they aren't so one-dimensional that Alabama can pin their ears back and just go after them.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I love this Tennessee offense. It's fun, but let's say Alabama's got some things working defensively where that sort of offensive style gets shut down. How often do you want to get on and off the field if you play against Alabama?
Yeah, you want to get off the field coming out of the end zone.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to be coming off the field because your punt unit's coming on. Not too often against Alabama because their offense is really good, too, when Bryce Young plays. And that's the thing, is that Alabama's defense pressures an offense, but Alabama's offense pressures your offense because you know they can score, and they can score – it's, you know, in a variety of ways. So there's pressure on the offense to keep up. And so that's just a different way to put pressure on an offense. But Alabama, you know, with Bryce Young, is probably going to score in the 30s. And that means that Tennessee's going to have to score in the 30s against a defense that, let me think. I don't think they've given up 30 yet. Did they give up 30 to Arkansas?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, but Tennessee's the best offense they've seen, no question.
Right.
So it's worth, you know, they may be able to do it. But, you know, this for Tennessee to win this game, this probably has to be, you know, kind of a shootout, you know, or Bryce Young doesn't play.
All right, let's go to the Big 12. We've got a top 25 matchup in Oklahoma State, who we've seen in this position before, and then TCU has come on strong late, beat Kansas, and now 5-0. Both of these teams averaging over 40 points per game. But in terms of where the Horned Frogs are, where are they coming from, and who do they have?
Well, I mean, they've got Max Duggan, a terrific quarterback who has linked up very well with new coach Sonny Dykes, who's an offensive mind, a terrific offensive mind. And you're seeing the results. I mean, TCU can score, and they can score as much as they need to win. Their defense is not terrific, doesn't have to be, with an offense that's clicking as well as it is. So, you know, that's going to be how they try and beat Oklahoma State. Now, Oklahoma State will be the best defensive team that TCU has seen, maybe the best defensive team they see all season. So, you know, it'll be a challenge for them, but they're at home. I like Oklahoma State just because I think their defense can give them something that other teams have not been able to do so far. And then they're pretty confident themselves offensively, and this is a team that knows how to win, that has a history of being pretty competitive in this league. So I like Oklahoma State, but TCU is going to give them some fits, I'm sure.
All right, Big Ten, Michigan, home in Ann Arbor, taking on Penn State. The Wolverines with J.J. McCarthy put up a bunch of points. We get that. Penn State, James Franklin always seems to have this team ready. I love this matchup. Give me some details of where you see these two teams going.
Yeah, for Penn State, it's going to be stopping Blake Corum and make J.J. McCarthy beat you. Because Penn State's strength on defense is in the secondary, where they've got guys like, you know, Porter, who's terrific. I think King, they've got like two of the best defensive backs in the Big Ten, maybe even nationally, in their secondary. So if they can stop that running game and put pressure on them and make them throw the football because they have to throw the football, then I think that works to Penn State's advantage. Also, they're going to have to be productive offensively and balanced offensively. It can't just be Sean Clifford trying to win this game. They're going to have to be able to run the ball themselves. So that they can tone down maybe that Michigan pass rush.
And Michigan, is that a team like, look, they're going up against a very good Penn State team. But against Indiana, when they got off to the slow start, how much of that was self-inflicted? Too many penalties, some turnovers? How much of that was more self-inflicted than just getting a good battle from your opponent?
Yeah, there was certainly some of that. They were uncharacteristically sloppy, you know, early in the game. And then you have an assistant coach collapse on your sideline.
Yeah, right.
And it took them until halftime to sort of, you know, they found out he was going to be all right, and they were able to sort of settle down and refocus on the game at that point. But before Coach Hart collapsed, they were already struggling. That certainly didn't help. But the second half, they came out, and it looked, if they had played two halves like that, we wouldn't be talking about them. So I don't think I'm too worried about Michigan's early game malaise against Indiana.
Let's go to Syracuse, where the Orange are going to take on North Carolina State, a top 25 matchup in the ACC. What is it about Syracuse at 5-0? I mean, beating up Wagner, good win against Purdue, but what else is there that sticks out that makes Syracuse the 18th team in the country?
Well, the fact that they're undefeated. Syracuse would be higher if they had something that really stuck out.
Right.
You know, they don't. They have Wagner game, and then four. You know, I guess they beat Louisville pretty decently, but, you know, otherwise it's close wins. You know, probably Purdue should have, you know, Purdue self-destructed at the end of that game. But, you know, you got to credit Syracuse for taking advantage of that. You know, NC State will be a different challenge. They're a pretty decent defensive team. Is Leary going to play?
That's a good question, right? Yeah, I don't know.
That obviously matters a lot.
Yep, sure does.
You know, North Carolina State's offense is not the same without him. They're probably going to need him if they're going to win this game. I think that NC State could win it comfortably if he's healthy and he can play and be effective. But if he's not, this is a real fight, and Syracuse may win.
All right, the next one in the Pac-12, and this will be the later game on Saturday, as Utah will be hosting USC. USC, I mean, in terms of the upper echelon of college football, Is USC right there near the top of all these other teams that we talk about?
I think if they win this game, they are.
Yeah,
this is their statement game so far in terms of what they can claim. You know, this is the reigning champion, and yeah, they lost at UCLA and they lost at Florida to start the season, but this is still a really good team, and those games weren't at Utah, and this one is. So USC had better show up ready to play and have some ideas, because they're going to play in a pretty hostile environment against a team that's hungry and not willing to give up its title so easily. So and able to win a game like this. So I picked USC, but I'm not 100% confident of that pick.
I'm glad you said that, because I've never been to a Utah game, but I lived out west. I lived in Colorado, and I knew a people who did, and they said, listen, It is a hostile environment there. You don't think it's not on the place, some other places around the country, but it should be. That stadium is loud.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been either. I would like to.
Yeah, me too.
It's on my list of places I would like to go.
I'm with you, Jerry. I'm with you. It looks like a fun time in Salt Lake City for a football game.
On TV, you can see the impact it has on visitors.
Sure does.
Yeah. You know, so it's a raucous crowd, and I think they affect games.
It is so interesting to watch USC, because I'm guilty of this. I mean, maybe not everybody's guilty of this, but every Pac-12 team that starts off good, I go, yeah, we'll see. And then this team, I go, I don't know, this one's going to be around. You're right, this is a statement game for them.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at the Pac-12 race, the team that really has the advantage is Oregon.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, USC and Oregon don't play each other, which is actually an advantage for both of them in terms of the regular season race, but Oregon gets UCLA at home, they get Utah at home, they get Washington at home. So the next three best teams in the league all have to go to Oregon to play. So Oregon is, to me, is really the favorite, as much, not only because I believe they're talented, but they also have a schedule that really works for them.
Outstanding. Jerry, good stuff as always, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
You got it. Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Football. Those are the big games around the Power 5 conferences. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call.